وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما يجيب هذا أبو آسيا. Don't listen again to this kind of people, أخي. You understand those people, they like to tell stories. They doesn't matter if it have a base or no. Doesn't matter if go back with the authentic narrations or no. Till the end. أخي بارك الله فيك. We believe that there is a creation was exist before Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام. And what is it and how is it and what they did? We don't know any evidence to prove that. Like Allah عز وجل mentioned in the Quran. إني جاعلك في الأرض خليفة. قالوا أتجعل. قال إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. ف this kind of terms and Allah جل وعلا said to the angels, to the ملائكه, I will make a khalifa from in the earth. So Allah, they said, how you make him and he gonna make a bloodshed and this and that. I think you understand the ayah, أخي. In the end, Allah جل وعلا said, I know what you don't know. And then after that, he created Adam. But what was that creation and what they did and what is it and what is the scenario behind that? We don't know anything about it. You understand? So this is number one. Number two, my dear brother, Habibullah Ta'ala, this is one of the mentions that be mentioned in the state, in the speech of Ibn Kathir rahmahullah ta'ala in Bidayah wal Nihaya, and the ulama, they make intiqad. Intiqad means kind of criticizing for this kind of narrations in Al-Bidayah wal Nihaya. And they say that Bidayah wal Nihaya, the book of Bidayah wal Nihaya and other books like that is a beautiful books. You understand, for us to understand the history and the reality of the mankind. But when it involves this kind of narrations, it's reduced the preciousness and the beautifulness of this book. That's why when you see the tahqiq of the mashayikh to the kitab Bidayah wal Nihaya, they mention this statement, these narrations among the narrations that shouldn't be exist in a book of Imam like that. May Allah have mercy on him. Okay? Number three, my dear brother, what is the benefit from you knowing or from you telling or from this man telling or explaining about Bin Wakhin? What is the benefit? What we can... It go back to what to you exactly? What? You understand? يعني سبحان الله, the zuhd, أخي, when you leave things doesn't benefit you in the akhirah. This doesn't have any benefit for you, not in dunya and akhirah. Sometimes you need to do zuhd in kind of informations because it doesn't benefit you, wasting your time, taking space in your brain without any benefits. You understand me or not? So my dear brother, I advise this man, أخي, and tell him, my dear brother, you need to go back down, go down, step from the chair, أخي, and learn how you memorize Kitab Allah Ta'ala, how you recite the Fatiha, how you put the proper salah, proper siyam, proper hajj, proper zakah, you know, learn your aqidah, my dear brother. It's more important than this kind of rubbish, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. طيب يا أخي. So my dear brother, same thing, my dear brother, I advise you to not ever listen to anyone, you understand? Especially in these days, you know, online, YouTube, whatever, everybody, you know, like to hold microphone and speak. No, I advise my brother to listen to those people that can benefit in your deen and make you closer to Allah Ta'ala. Simply, any kind of relationship with people should be built on this kind of understanding. Al-mafhum al-ta'abbudi, the worship understanding. Any kind of friendship with people should be built on this kind of foundation. You understand? I will make a brotherhood with you because I know you're gonna make me closer to Allah Azza and will be benefited from me. You make a friendship with me because you know that you can strengthen me and tell me we can advise each other and can be better in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. I make a friendship with that because we can work together in dunya in searching our means and risk in the dunya because it's gonna make us much better in front of Allah Ta'ala. Till the end, everything, our life must base on worship Allah Ta'ala. Same thing when you listen to people and when you say people, be sure that you will be benefited in your deen. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت أنا أول المسلمين. بارك الله فيك.